Hey, you got the morning show with Aaron, and happily on the line, I've got Grant Hoa. Good morning.
Kia ora, Aaron. Thanks for having me on, brother.
Hey, did I pronounce your name correctly there?
Hoa.
Hoa. Yep.
Grant cool. Hoa. Yep.
Cool. And you're going to be here in Raglan Whangaroa Thursday night at the Yard, and you're playing, this is a solo acoustic tour, I understand.
Yeah, man.
And
yep, just me and a guitar, and I got a key on. I've got acoustic guitar, but I split the signal, and I've got an electric guitar happening at the same time. So it's pretty full sound.
Okay.
Full sound.
Is there a support act or anything like that?
Some shows I've had a support act, but I don't think so on that one. Man, I can't afford to pay too many people now.
Fair enough. So is it doing a tour around the North Island or something like that at the moment?
Dude, I've just done 22 gigs on the trot, man. I've been right around the South Island.
Okay.
I played last night. Man, I don't even know where I played at last night. I was in... I got Tower with me tonight. I got you guys tomorrow, Raglan.
You're going to be in the groove. You're going to be in the groove, man.
I'll be in the groove, man. I'm in the pocket, man. If you do enough, you know, it starts happening, you know.
Yeah. So what can people expect from the show? Are you playing like some of your own music, or you're playing some other music as well?
I'm playing all my own music. The tour's called Our Blues, and Our being river.
Yeah.
And it's like a river ride, man. It's got rapids and it's got calm spots, so I do a lot of sort of fast songs, and I take you into some really nice sort of calm waters and fast waters again. And you know, I like to take people on a journey. So, you know, some happy songs, some sad songs, and some fast songs and some slow songs.
All around the kind of blues general vibe.
The blues is basically the glue that holds it all together. But blues is a big genre.
Mm.
So you know, there's some sort of rockabilly stuff in there, and there's some moldy stuff in there, and some
And
I think it's a good show, you know.
Have you been into Raglan before?
Yeah, I played several times in Raglan. It'd be good to get back. It's a beautiful part of the country, man. You know, I think any muso in this country likes going to Raglan because it's got a really good vibe about it. And I played at the Working Man's Club or something several times at the Yacht Club as well. So.
Yeah, there's a Yacht Club. It's just called the Raglan Club, the one that's kind of like the Raglan Club,
yeah, which is a good.
Yeah.
I used to play with a guy, Freddie Limbert.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Fred, good fellow. And Sid, his old man. One of those guys as well. So,
Freddie's still playing pretty much non-stop these days. He barely has time to fit his job in.
He's got the best drum face I've ever seen. when he plays his drum, the best drum face I've ever seen.
Yeah, he just gets totally immersed in it.
He does, man. He does.
Yeah. So tell us about your music. Like, what kind of inspires you to write the music you write?
For me, man, it's stuff that I see. You know, I write about my family and, you know, experiences that are sort of personal to me. I find it easier to write about, you know, things that I feel or things that I see.
Yeah.
So songs that pretty much everybody goes through. You know, I mean, I might write about I got songs about my mum and songs about my kids and, you know, things that happened to me. Not really a political guy, but I got one political song. It's called Knucklehead. I wrote that when I was watching Robin Hyde on Dancing with the Stars.
Fair enough.
I'm not dissing Robin Hyde at all. I thought, you know, I took my hat off to that guy. I mean, he's, you know, takes takes a lot of kahunas to get up there and dance around, man. You know, on national TV.
Mm-hmm.
But lots of stuff, man. Lots of stuff. I wrote a song about my mom, and I got all my aunties. I did a video, man. I did a video, and I got all my aunties and my mom's friends. And so I've got like these 70-year-old ladies as my sort of solid gold dancers. Awesome. There's a lot of stuff, man. A lot of stuff I wrote about.
Yeah, yeah. And has it always been the blues for you, or have you kind of gone many, many different directions?
I think the blues is like the glue that holds it together for me. But I mean, you know, dude, it started with Michael Jackson for me, man, because I'm in my 50s now, so.
Yep, yep.
You know, when I was 13, 14, man, Michael was the man. But then I heard Stevie Ray Vaughan's Mary Had a Little Lamb one day, and that kind of sort of put me on the blues. And blues is a big sort of genre, you know, it's a big thing. And then, so I heard Stevie Ray Vaughan, and I sort of checked out what was he into, you know, and then I started discovering Buddy Guy, and
yep, yep.
And you go backwards and forwards, and then next minute I'm listening to Robert Johnson, you know, stuff from the 20s, the 30s, and yeah, there's so much good music there, and multiple genres, and even today, you know, these guys, like, really good guys, like, young guys, you know, like Kingfish and Marcus King, and some, you know, the blues never gets stale, man. It's always good.
Yeah, yeah. So you've got, there's a number of songs I got sent, but the one that's quite popular off the album, it says here, is called This Is The Place, is that right?
Ten Eight Dial, yeah. You know, it's a song about my home, about my family, and it's did really. I did a video for that song, man, and I had no budget, man, no budget. Like,
yep.
I had my auntie on the camera, man. I had my kids sort of in the video. They didn't really want to be in there, bro, but I kind of made them. So I kind of made them get in there, but it did really well, man, overseas. You know, it was up for a few awards in France, in particular.
Right, yeah.
And, man, it was... It just really sort of opened up the doors for me in Europe. And because of that song, man, I got to play in Germany and Rock Palace. And, you know, I mean... And I recorded that song, man, with about a week into COVID.
Yep.
About 2 years ago, man. It was like, you know, everything was weird, man. You know, you know, in COVID hit, you know, everything was kind of weird. And that night, man, I had my auntie on the camera, and she looks up in the sky, and that Elon Musk satellite train was happening.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't know anything about Elon Musk and the satellite train. It was weird, man. I was like, okay, we just hit COVID. We're a week into COVID. Everyone's kind of freaked out anyway. And then you got the satellite train in the sky, so it felt like really strange, man. But for some reason, man, I gotta thank Elon Musk, man, because all the stars aligned for me that night.
Literally,
because of that. Literally,
yeah.
The stars aligned. So, you know, it opened up Europe for me, and I'm back in Europe next March, April.
Yeah.
And WA and in the January. So I'm pretty busy, man. I'm pretty busy.
That's good to hear. Well, look, I want to play that track. You've introduced it so beautifully. So is that? Can you just describe them? Is it just you and your guitar? Or I see there's someone else singing there as well. On the
good friend of mine, Miss Delaney Utatonga, which she's helped me out on the backing vocals. But yeah, most of that album is just guitar and a little bit of K-on percussion. I've got a bit of double bass on there on a couple of tracks. And my good friend Tim Julian playing some keyboards on some songs as well. It's a good solid album. There's not many like flashy tricks on there. It's just good playing and good singing.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. Well, we're gonna play that now. So just to remind people, we're talking to Grant, who's gonna be Grant Hoa, who's playing at the Yard Thursday night. It says 7 o'clock here. Is that what you're expecting? Is it, maybe that's when doors open?
Probably 7:30. Actual music kicks off. Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, look, Grant, awesome to chat to you this morning. I hope you have a good gig when you get here to Raglan, and the rest of the tour goes well for you as well.
Thank you, my brother, man. Thanks for having me on. All this stuff helps, you know. So thank you very much, my man.
Yeah, anytime, man. Anytime.
Okay, brother.
All right, folks. That was Grant Hoa there, and this track is called "This Is the Place." Oh,
covers under the ground and guide my feet. And the song of my mother's whispers through the trees. Up on that hill is where my mother lies. I can't see her still when I look into my daughter's eyes. Tenetel, tenetel, tenetel. This is our river. As children, we wouldn't dive. And this is our tree. Me and my brother used to climb. I live on this land. My ancestors passed to me. Love of my people, peace. Everywhere I see. Tell me, tell. Yeah.